This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Many of the victims in a series of deadly shootings in the Atlanta area are women of Asian descent, say authorities. A man is in custody, and our Mike Gracia has the latest on this.
Authorities say a 21-year-old man was arrested in southwest Georgia Tuesday night after fatal shootings at three Atlanta-area massage parlors that left eight people dead. Cherokee County Sheriff's Captain Jay Barker said Robert Allen Long of Woodstock, Georgia, was taken into custody in Crisp County, about 150 miles south of Atlanta. Atlanta Police Chief Rodney Bryant told reporters three people were killed at a spa in northeast Atlanta and a fourth person was killed at another spa across the street. Bryant said all three victims were female and appeared to be Asian. Earlier in the afternoon, authorities in Cherokee County, which is north of Atlanta, said three people were killed and two others were injured at a massage parlor there. I'm Mike Gracia.
President Biden's weighing in on the question of whether New York Governor Andrew Cuomo should resign now that several women have accused him of sexual misconduct.
A woman should be presumed to telling the truth and should not be scapegoated and become victimized by her coming forward, number one. But there should be an investigation to determine whether what she says is true. That's what's going on now.
The president says Governor Cuomo should resign if the state attorney general's investigation confirms the claims against him. Cuomo says he didn't do anything wrong. President Biden spoke to George Stephanopoulos of ABC News in an exclusive interview. The Dallas Convention Center is scheduled to begin taking in thousands of immigrant children today as child border crossings surge. Tiger Woods is tweeting that he's back home in Florida, continuing to recover from injuries he suffered after his SUV ran off a road and down a hill in the Los Angeles suburbs last month. This is AP News. The ratings are in for the Grammys. They tanked.
Truth be told, people probably would have liked the pandemic-era version of the Grammys if they had bothered to watch, but as the Nielsen ratings show, few did. Just 9.2 million viewers tuned in. That is a drop of more than half of last year's audience. What's more, the numbers from Sunday include both TV viewers and those watching on streaming services. The show avoided the Zoom-like awkwardness of other pandemic-era award shows, and it managed to give music fans Star for Life performances something to look at, and still the numbers were low. And that may be a trend, not a blip. Ratings for the Golden Globes dropped 63% last month. Last year's Emmys also dipped to record lows. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
The Dow was down 127 points yesterday. The S&P down 6, the Nasdaq up 11. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.